I went out for an early walk recently. One of the things that I like about taking a walk is the way it clears the mind. This morning, the fog lifted and I realized with great clarity that I was an affirmative action baby. About a decade before I applied, Princeton had made the decision not just to eliminate the quota that limited the number of Jews admitted, but to actively encourage Jews to come. When my high school college advisor suggested I apply to Princeton, I was surprised. Princeton wasn't on my radar. But all the top students at Midwood High wanted to go to Harvard, so I figured it was worth a try. I'll never forget the day my parents drove me to campus for an interview. I expected to be grilled on whether I was good enough. The admissions office was on Cannon Green, catty corner from Nassau Hall, where the 1783 Treaty of Peace ending the Revolutionary War was signed. I don't remember the man's name, but I think he was an assistant dean. And the whole interview was about trying to convince me to come. I walked out and told my parents in a tone that must have revealed both my joy and surprise that they want me to come. Is it ever great to feel wanted? After that, there was never any question in my mind where I was going. I remember trying to conceal my sense of joy from fellow students at Midwood High. I didn't want to be taken as bragging. And by the way, Yale Law School treated me much the same way 4 years later. This was not the education I expected, but I would have had to be dumb to turn it down. It doesn't seem to have occurred to anyone to challenge my credentials, because Princeton decided to encourage Jews to apply and come. I think it was a good bargain for everyone. As a group, we were hungry for knowledge, opportunity, and a chance to make the world better. And Princeton designed its program so that we students got to know our professors. Some of them invited us to their homes. Some of us invited them to dinner with our friends. Only one African American graduated with our class. So I was proud of the school when it made the same decision to bring African Americans to campus and then did it again with women. That's quite a transformation between about 1944 and 1969, and it didn't hurt a bit. Princeton is still at the top of everybody's chart of the best schools to go to 55 years after yours truly graduated. When I got to law school, I really got to experience and appreciate the value of diversity. Students came from literally all over the world to study with a couple of my teachers. I learned a great deal. Some of it was comic, like the student who wanted to work for Pakistan in order to promote the independence of Kashmir, directly contrary to Pakistani policy. One of my fellow students nearly burned my stomach with Indian spices, and I was terrified to introduce my dates to him because they all thought he was gorgeous. But they all enriched my life, my understanding, and my appreciation of different peoples. So yes, I'm an affirmative action baby. I'm not the least bit embarrassed about it. I hope I've justified their confidence in me. I've certainly spent my life trying.